upholding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
We've signed a climate convention on the importance of economic instruments and free markets. We're included in this mammoth Agenda 21 document and the Rio Declaration. Now, let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment.
Coming up, Technocracy News. Welcome back. This is Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. Today is March 12, 2019. We've never been skunked yet, ever since Technocracy.News was started, of having three great articles to post that point to technocracy in the world, and today is no exception. The three stories that are posted today are on Technocracy.News, are easy to find. Just go to Technocracy.News, and they will appear in the slider at the top of the screen. And you can look at the headlines and look at my comments and whatever. Click on the ones that you like and read the whole story. There's links on every story, if it was not written by me personally. There's links on every story to the original story, so you can see what the original article might have said. First up today, Mark Zuckerberg, back in the news, looking to build a mind-reading machine. How does that strike you? That's going to be interesting. A mind-reading machine. Well, we don't know the depth of exactly, you know, what he has in mind, but thanks to President Obama, in the last few years, a few years ago, he started the so-called Brain Research Initiative that was supposedly going to be to map the human brain. Poured millions of dollars into it in projects, and since then, universities have poured further hundreds of millions of dollars into it, and scientists all around the world are busy mapping the human brain. They want to figure out how it works. Obama said it was so important that it was much like the Human Genome Project back in the 90s to find out what made the genome work. And they mapped it. Well, they want to do that with the brain too. So now, as the technology expands, people like Zuckerberg get the bright idea. Wow, if we could have a mind-reading machine, why, we could do all kinds of interesting things like virtual reality simulations or gaming situations. Well, I guess, you know, somebody would argue, as long as it's just Zuckerberg and Facebook, maybe it's not so dangerous. But there is a danger. As this technology proliferates throughout industry and governments, that there will be people who have other ideas for a mind-reading helmet that could be put on your head to read your thoughts. This is one of the technologies that, I hate to say, somebody somewhere needs to have an ethical discussion. Is this where humanity really wants to go or not? Or if so, how will it be regulated to where it won't be misused? Well, can't answer that today, but Zuckerberg has declared Facebook wants to develop a mind-reading device that can read your thoughts. In another story from Great Britain, 250 scientists have signed a petition against the danger of cancer from Bluetooth radiation. And let me tell you why this struck my mind. This is not really a control situation. It's a health situation, a health issue. But it's kind of important because it does involve technology and it does have an impact on humans. But here's the thing. People have been hollering for a long time about the dangers of Wi-Fi the radiation, of course, the danger of 5G coming up soon, being rolled out in cities around the world today, and cell phone Wi-Fi. That if you use these devices or you're saturated with these devices all day, that they can pose a risk, a tangible risk for cancer. Right now, there's a huge debate going on in many countries about 5G rollout. And what are going to be the health effects on this? Because this is very strong electromagnetic radiation that's being generated by these devices. But now, this is a little twist. This is a different twist because Bluetooth radiation emanates from all kinds of devices today. You have your cell phone, for instance, your smartphone, that can hook up to your hands-free kit in your car to talk where you just use the speaker in the car and the microphone that's in the ceiling, and it works great. And by the way, Bluetooth radiation is very small compared to Wi-Fi. And I don't think the intent of these scientists is to say, for instance, that hands-free kits like you use in your automobile are going to cause cancer, because I don't think that's the case. But here's what they're saying. When you wear these devices in your ear, they kind of stick down inside your ear, and they communicate via Bluetooth to whatever device you're transmitting from. Usually it's your smartphone, but it can be other devices as well. When you wear these things in your ear all day long, the radiation is extremely close to your brain. And what they're saying is they have detected now that there is a real danger from Bluetooth radiation when used in this manner. The problem, of course, is that companies like Apple and Beats and Bose have sold tens of millions of these nifty little devices to people all over the world, mostly to young people, I would say, probably because they really love to listen to music and they're involved in gaming and stuff like that. These little devices are really good for that. And they sound great. The Bose earbuds sound fantastic, for instance. Produce great sound. It's like having headphones on almost. But there may be a risk. So this is another, yet one more thing that we need to keep in mind, I guess, when we make personal choices about the devices, the technology devices that we use. The last story that I want to talk about, and I saved it for last, is really an important story about Ocasio-Cortez. She gave a speech the other day, revealed a little bit more information about her Green New Deal. And this article that was written, the original article I picked up on, was written by John Nolte, who is the editor-in-chief of Breitbart. That is Breitbart News. And he did an analysis of her speech, and it was good. By and large, it was really good. For one thing, he figured out that she's not talking about communism. And he concluded, unfortunately, wrongly, that she's talking about fascism. And here's what he wrote. This is his conclusion to this article. In order to grab more and more control over our lives, she's selling a lie about being able to organize and control human nature through altruistic automation and altruistic taxes and an altruistic government that knows what's best for you. There is another name for this, he says. Fascism. Well, I wrote, thank you, John, for not calling it communism, but it isn't fascism either. It's technocracy. Now, let me explain, backing up in his article just a little bit, let me explain what he was commenting on. This is from her speech, from AOC's speech. She wrote, "Capitalism is based on scarcity. And what happens when there is enough for everyone to eat? What happens when there is enough for everyone to be clothed? Then you have to make scarcity artificial. And that is what has happened. We have created artificial scarcity, and that is why we are being driven to work 80 hours a week when we're being our most productive at any point in American history. We should be working the least amount we've ever worked if we were actually paid based on how much wealth we were producing. But we're not. We're paid on how little we're desperate enough to accept. And then the rest is skimmed off, given to a billionaire." Now, this is pure, unadulterated doctrine from technocracy from the 1930s. They complained back then that capitalism was based on scarcity. And certainly that it had come to the end of its useful life. And in the Great Depression, things were bad. They expected that capitalism was going to die because it deserved to. Because the scarcity system, which is, of course, a result of a price-based economic system, was going to fail. And scarcity was an evil, evil thing. And people were working hard back in those days, of course, when they got a job, when they could find something to do. They're working their brains out, but not getting ahead. The lure of utopia of original technocracy said something like this. If we squeeze all of the inefficiency out of the capitalist system, if we do away with money altogether and control the economic system according to energy that goes into producing the goods and services, then we'll only have to work 20 hours a week because we're wasting so much time. We work 20 hours a week. Everybody will have an abundance of time off. We'll remove the scarcity flag or whatever, just do away with that altogether. And in fact, we will have an abundance of goods and services. Everybody will be satisfied. All needs will be met. This is exactly what AOC is saying. When she says that our resources are infinite if we follow her plan, that is exactly what the technocrats said back in the 1930s. It's interesting. The idea of infinite resources is an oxymoron. It certainly is. There can be no such thing. But when somebody like AOC compares the existing system to the utopian system, then it might appear that there are infinite resources because everybody will have all their needs met, whether it be health care or food or shelter or whatever. Everybody will have their needs met. This is a crackpot theory, my friends. Economically speaking, it doesn't work that way. It can never, ever work that way. But it's technocracy. AOC coming out of nowhere to win a seat in U.S. Congress has certainly been pushed forward by other people. She doesn't have a clue about historic technocracy, I'm sure. Well, she does. She certainly doesn't let on other than giving speeches like this, which were given to her to speak. She came out of nowhere to promote the Green New Deal. Pure technocracy, pure sustainable development. She promotes all 17 of the sustainable development goals. And now we see that she's promoting infinite resources. It just doesn't get any better than this as far as technocracy is concerned. She is popularizing, and unfortunately very few people know this, she is popularizing the concept of technocracy. And she's getting a free pass from the entire nation at this point that it's fascism. Many say it's communism or socialism. It's not. It's pure technocracy. She's getting a free pass, though, to spread this ideology to millions of young people who are eating it up hook, line, and sinker. They can't get enough of what AOC is saying. Well, I'll tell you, here's the risk. Americans rejected technocracy back in the 1940s. They saw it finally for what it was, a crackpot economic scheme that could never work, a vision of utopia that would never come to pass. Americans can only reject something if they know what they're rejecting. Americans must somewhere along the way realize this is a new thing that has come to America that we've never seen before. Well, we've seen it back in the 30s, but we've never seen it in the modern day. It's not fascism. It's not communism. You can't even truly call it leftism or Marxism. It's technocracy, and it's crazy. If you haven't read one or both of my books, the first one was Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. The second book, just recently published, is Technocracy, the Hard Road to World Order. Between the two of these books, if you haven't read them, I suggest you maybe start with the second book and then go back to the first. But pick up a copy. Get them on Amazon and get them on technocracy.news website, whatever. Get a copy and read it if you want to understand technocracy from a historic basis and how it came to be in the modern context. I spend, a lot of time explaining, documenting, connecting the dots. The reviews on Amazon, by the way, if you choose to go there and check them out, have been very kind to this body of knowledge. And I'm grateful that, by and large, solid 5-star reviews from day one. And that's not because I'm such a great writer, by the way. I'm not. But it's because the information is rock solid, documented. All the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. Hundreds of footnotes, bibliography. You can do your own further research if you wish. America needs to wake up to the fact that technocracy is invading our nation. And we need to reject it just as surely as they rejected it back in the 1940s. Have a great day. I'm Patrick Wood.